We certainly did have. This game might have been a slow burner, but we got drama by the bucket load come the end of it. But the full time score reads Airua 7 points, Gweedore 8 points. A 1 point victory for Gweedore. And well, Airua will feel that they should have brought the game to extra time, and they had the chances in injury time, but they couldn't take them. When you were last with me, it was 8 points to 5 in favour of Gweedore, and it looked to be that. It looked like Gweedore were going to advance to the last eight, but they did get a scare. Philip Patton, who had a massive second half, he kicked a good point, and then Jermyn McInerney followed up quickly after that with a white flag to make it 8 points to 7 in the 59th minute. And there were chances then after that. Niall Murray ballooned a shot way wide when it wasn't the right option. Jason Granahan almost got into fist a point, but Eamon McGee got his hand in to block the effort. And then right at the end, Mark McGlynn went straight through for Airua. He could have fisted it over the bar, but he went for the juggler. He went for the goal. And, well, it was a save by Dahi Roberts, and Oran McNeilis was on the line to take the ball clear. And, well, seconds later, the game was all over. And Gweedore came out on top on a scoreline of 8 points to 7. And they go in to the semi-finals next weekend. But, well, there's plenty of work for Gweedore to do here. They left a lot of scores behind them, and they will be concerned. Neil McGee, their county fullback, a stalwart for Gweedore down through the years. And he had a big game here today, scoring 2 points from play. He went off injured late on, so no doubt he will be doubtful for the game next week, you'd have to say, going off injured here in Killie Bays this evening. But Gweedore are still alive in this championship, survive in advance, and they go through to the semi-finals next week. So full-time score from Aimbourne Memorial Park, it is Airua 7 points, Gweedore 8 points.